You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And to get this show every day, I need you to subscribe to Locked On Mets wherever you get your podcasts, whether it be Google, Apple, Spotify, Himalaya. Also, don't forget when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. And the Mets were off on Monday, so no games to cover. Going to talk about the Mets' current injury situation as far as J.D. Davis, Jeff McNeil, Brandon Nimmo, and what the Mets should maybe do to address their roster to make up for those injuries. Later on in the show, I'm going to talk about the Mets' upcoming series with the Cleveland Indians, their schedule from this point out, and where they stand in the wild card race. Before we get into any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, check me out on Twitter at FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMerizedOnline.com. Great site for you to check out covering all things New York Mets. Now, before I get into anything else, I have to mention that Mets legend Al Jackson passed away on Monday. And if you are not aware of who Jackson was, he was an original Met that came to them in the expansion draft in 1962. He played 10 years in the big leagues, pitched to a 3.98 ERA across nearly 1,400 innings. He then went into coaching for the Red Sox, the Orioles, and primarily with the Mets. Throughout his Mets career, he spent a lot of time in the minor leagues, mentoring a ton of the Mets pitchers over the last 50 years. In their statement, they said that it is impossible to calculate the number of players and staff that he touched and influenced during his career. He is survived by his wife, Nadine, his sons, Reggie and Barry, and two grandchildren. So we are sending our deepest condolences to his family, and it was definitely a sad day for the Mets organization as a whole. So now let's talk about the Mets' current injury situations. J.D. Davis seems to be good to go. They say he's going to start on Tuesday, but this team needs to get a contingency plan because we saw the last time he played on Sunday him get pulled from the game because of this injury, and the Mets are really thin on their bench right now. And there's a guy that we've all been wanting to see come up, and that's Dilson Herrera. There's just not a lot of better options right now. This season, he has 52 extra base hits, 24 home runs, but more importantly, he's slugging .703 against left-handed pitching. So the guy has power, and whether you believe that all those numbers are going to translate to the big league level, he can at least run into one, and I think they could really use that off the bench. Plus, he's been playing left field. He plays second base. He brings more versatility. The Mets have been going with an 8-man bullpen for a while now without really using that 8th man. So it just makes all the sense in the world right now when your team's banged up to go to a 5-man bench. Now, one of the Mets' concerns when it comes to calling up Herrera is the fact that he does not belong right now on the 40-man roster. So you had to find someone to DFA and make room for him. But I mean, how committed are they to Brooks Pounders or Donnie Hart or Eric Hanhold? I mean, there's a lot of these pitchers that are currently on the 40-man that I don't think you're going to miss too much if you option them. And if you lose them because of it, that's fine. You're in a race for a wild card spot, and you could really use that extra bat off the bench. Now, there was also news on Jeff McNeil today, as they said he could have to go through some rehab games before coming back, which might push back that timetable a little bit. And while that is tough to hear, I think it is probably the wisest move because in the end, you're trying to protect McNeil from himself. And so if you want to test out that injury and in a rehab game setting, he's going to be focusing solely on his own health, which you need him to do because when he comes back, he has to be as close to 100% as possible so he can really contribute throughout September in that last push to try to get the wild card spot. And then if you do get the spot, you need a healthy Jeff McNeil in the playoffs, particularly in a wild card game at the top of your lineup. So if you rush him back, There's no, even if you tell him, like, you're rushing him back, you say, just kind of rehab, be careful with it. There's no way you're going to get Jeff McNeil to not hustle in a game right now with the stakes where they are. And so you can't have him potentially, you know, taking it to a sixth gear that he doesn't have and hurting himself further, and then you lose him for the rest of the season. So if that's what they end up doing, I think that's a smart call. But again, you got to add a fifth man to the bench. Try to, you know, be able to manufacture more offense. Also, if you have five men on the bench, another thing to mention is then you can really use Aaron Altair as an athletic pinch runner defensive replacement and not worry about saving that bat for a certain situation later on down in a game. So I think that's another big positive towards adding a fifth guy to the bench right now. Now, Brandon Nimmo is also getting closer to a return. He has played in two rehab games so far. Right now, he's 1-for-6 with a walk. He actually did play a little bit of center field, so it looks like he's healthy, and we'll see when he can return. I wouldn't expect it anytime in the next week, but you never know. Maybe at the tail end of this homestand at the earliest or when they hit the road, we'll see when he comes back. But he'll obviously be a welcome addition to this roster. And so right now, that's really where the Mets stand. When we get back from the break again, I'm going to talk about where they are with their schedule, the wild card race, series preview, all that good stuff coming ahead. But first, fantasy football players, it is that time of year again. Draft season is upon us, and you got to make sure you have the edge over all your friends in your fantasy football league. And to give you that edge, you have to listen to the Locked On Fantasy Football podcast. Locked On Fantasy Football is hosted by Vinny Iyer, and he gives you the edge with over 20 years covering fantasy football. Don't listen to the same stuff that everyone else in your league is listening to. Then you're going to be the same. Get the edge from Vinny that will put you ahead on draft day and put you ahead all season long. Locked On Fantasy Football is available on all of your favorite podcast providers. Guys, let's talk about sex. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable alternative to Viagra and Cialis with the same FDA-approved active ingredients, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Now this isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no more in-person doctor's visits, no more waiting in line in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, I've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code MLB. Just pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's Blue, BlueChew.com, promo code MLB to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. All right, you are back listening to Locked On Mets, and let's kick this thing off with a series preview of what lies ahead against the Cleveland Indians. So Cleveland was red hot in July. They went 18-6 and really vaulted themselves right back into the division race in the AL Central against the Minnesota Twins. In their last 10 games, though, they're 5-5, and in August, they are 11-7. So they're not playing as great of baseball as they were a month ago. They just split a 4-game set against the Yankees. Now, in this series, it's going to be Steven Matz going against Shane Bieber in the first game. Bieber is having an all-star season, his first all-star season, that is, and he has been even better outside the all-star break. He has a 3-2 record with a 1.89 ERA in his last 5 starts, and he has struck out 44 batters across 38 innings during that span. And he's going up against Steven Matz, who just had that great start against the Braves where the Mets didn't let him go past 79 pitches. We're not even going to get back into that, but Matz has been up and down all year long. Over his last 6 starts, he's pitching to a 3.06 ERA, and really more impressively, his strikeout-to-walk ratio is 31-6. So he's pitching well. We'll see if he can keep that up. It's going to be a tough pitching matchup for him. You wouldn't necessarily say he has the edge, but Matz can always deliver on a given night. On Wednesday, it will be Adam Plutko pitching for the Indians. Plutko has made 12 starts for them this year. He's pitched to a 4.67 ERA, only has 42 strikeouts across 71 and a third innings pitched, so he's not going to blow you away. We'll see if the Mets can do a little bit better against him as they did against some of those weak Royal starters over the weekend. Now, Plutko will be going up against Marcus Stroman. This will be his fourth start in a Mets uniform. So far, he's pitching to a 5.17 ERA across that span. He is due for a breakout performance. On this season, his ERA is still 3.21. So I think, again, pitching in Citi Field, maybe this is the game that Stroman really breaks out as a Met and can deliver a win. Now, on Thursday, it will be Aaron Civale pitching against Noah Syndergaard. Syndergaard has been great lately, posting a 1.65 ERA with 25 strikeouts in his last four starts. The Mets have won three of those four starts, so he'll try to keep that ball rolling. Civale is a 24-year-old rookie who is pitching really well for the Indians since being called up. He's made four starts. And across 24 innings pitched, his ERA is 1.50. He's also struck out 22 batters, and he has a whip under 1. So he is going to be an interesting guy to take a look at for the first time on Thursday. Now, I want to take a quick look at the Mets' schedule. And I've talked about it before, but this next homestand is going to be critical. You're playing the Indians, the Braves, and the Cubs. Each a three-game series. You'd like to win all of them. You then hit the road to play the Phillies and the Nationals. Before you return home for a 10-game homestand, you then go on the road, play the Rockies and the Reds, and then you return home and play the last seven games there. So the Mets have 26 games at home the rest of this year, and on the season, their record at home is 34-21. So if you go based on the winning percentage, that would basically be them going 16-10 over those 26 games down the stretch. And I think they have to do a little bit better than that just to really gain on these teams and put themselves in a wild card position. On the road, they've struggled, and so we'll see what they do when they hit the road, but that's why you really need to continue to take as many games at Citi Field as you can, as every game is valuable down the stretch. Right now, the Mets still sit two games behind the Cubs. The Cubs did not play on Monday either. The Phillies did not play either, so they're tied with the Mets. And the Brewers lost to the Cardinals, so they're now a half a game behind. The Giants remain a game and a half behind the Mets. And the Nationals are now four games above the Mets as they beat up on the Pirates. And they're actually in the midst of what's going to be a four-game series on the Pirates. So they're probably going to create even more separation atop the wild card standings. So anyway, that is about it for Locked On Mets today. A little bit of a shorter show, but again, they got it all out in front of them. They really have to win these series at home. The Cleveland Indians are a good baseball team, but the Mets have been good at home. We'll see if they can keep that rolling. Citi Field has to be rocking. That's why it's important that all you Mets fans go out there, make it loud. You are really the 10th man on the field. You can help this team. You got to do it. You got to believe all that good stuff. Thank you for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget, when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets.